This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
So today I'm going to hit you with something that might sting a little. You do not run an auto repair shop. That's right, I said it. Or at least you shouldn't. Because if all you're doing is fixing cars, chasing car count, dealing with employees, and hoping there's money left at the end of the month, you don't have a business. You've got a job with a whole lot more stress and a whole lot more risk. You might as well go turn wrenches for somebody else. The most successful operators in this industry, multi-shop owners, high performers, the ones actually building wealth, they don't think like shop owners. They think like machine builders. They understand something most people miss out on. The shop is just the vehicle. Profit is the outcome, and the system is what drives it. If your shop isn't consistently producing profit, that's not a market problem. That's not a technician shortage problem. That's not even a car count problem. That's a system failure. And today, we're going to fix that. Awesome. Today's episode is about shifting your identity from someone who runs a repair shop to someone who operates a profit engine fueled by auto repair. We're going to break down what that actually means, how it changes your decisions, and how to start building a system that produces consistent, scalable profit, not chaos, not burnout, not survival mode. Okay? I want you to think of it this way. Your shop is not the product. Profit is. And here's where most shop owners get it wrong. They think the product is auto repair. It's not. Auto repair is the input. Profit is the output. And the machine in the middle, that's your systems, your processes, your pricing, and your leadership. If I walked into your shop today and asked, what's your true labor gross profit? What's your effective labor rate? What's your technician productivity? What's your break-even car count? If you can't answer that quickly, you're not running a machine. You're just reacting. Numbers don't lie, but most shop owners avoid them because they expose the truth. In our shop, Firestone of Durango, and through AutoFix coaching conversations, I can tell you most shops aren't struggling because of demand. The demand is there. Your shops are struggling because your machine leaks profit everywhere it can be. Underpriced labor, poor inspection processes, weak advisor communication, low technician efficiency. That's not a people problem. That's a system problem. When we think about it as a machine, every machine has key output drivers. And if you're serious about building a profit engine, you need to understand your levers or levers, depending on how you pronounce it. There's five primary drivers, the way I think of it. Average repair order. If your average repair order is low, your inspection process is broken. Labor hours sold per day. That this is your true production metric, not car count. What's your lost lettuce? You've heard me talk about it before. Gross profit. If you're under 60% blended GP, your pricing strategy needs work. Technician productivity. If your techs in a general repair shop are 70% or lower, you don't need more techs. You need better workflow. And I'm telling you, that's a general repair shop. Diesel repair, you should be over 90. Euro repair, you should be over 100%. Okay. Last but not least, your average estimate. I know it ties in with your average repair order and the broken process, but what I found a lot of times is the inspection's getting done, but you have a weak or chicken shit service advisor that sees all these dollars on this estimate and they feel bad for writing it up for a customer. You should never feel bad for telling your customer the truth. Techs inspect the vehicles, service advisors build the estimates, they present everything and let the customer figure it out, whatever they want to do. Not pushy. There's no three strikes. Like, we get in, we handle objections, and then we go from there. Okay. As long as the customer knows everything they need to know about their car, that's your purpose in life. Most people don't want to hear the truth. You don't fix profit by getting busier. You fix profit by getting better. I've never met a person that was losing money in their shop that added 50 more cars to their shop and got out of losing money. They just lose money faster. You can only squeeze so much through the pipe, right? If you're talking in plumbing terms. I'm going to stop real quick and connect this to something I see all the time. Shop owners say, I just need more cars. No, you need the right cars at the right time for the right value. And that's where our friends at Shop Marketing Pros comes in. If you're serious about building a profit engine, your marketing can't be random, reactive, or based on guesswork. You need a strategy that drives the right clientele, builds long-term brand authority, supports your capacity, not overwhelms it, and actually produces ROI. That's exactly what they do. They specialize in automotive. They understand this industry and they help you build marketing that feeds your machine the way it's supposed to be fed. If your car count feels inconsistent or low quality, it's time to fix that upstream. Go check them out, shopmarketingpros.com. I didn't have this in my notes, so I'm going to stop and talk about it for a minute. Probably going to seem a little discombobulated, but if you've been following, I haven't talked about the shop in a while, our shop. When we bought the shop, the average repair order was $235. Fast forward a couple of months, the average repair order started to build. That's because our average estimate was up to $600. Currently today, our average repair order is over the $600 mark, and our average estimate's over the $2,000 mark. Makes our closing ratio about 25 to 30%. And I think for a general repair shop that does what we do in tires and everything, I think that's probably okay. I would love it to be at 40. So we fixed those things, made the margins correct, and then we added car count. We just had the second best week in company history last week, over $50,000 in sales on 70-ish cars. Now through the summer, we're going to see if we can't get that up to 100 cars a week in that 600 or more range and see if we can't knock out a 60 grand. But if you have a broken process and you're not making any money, more cars will never fix it. I've never known anybody to be like, oh, I can just work. Well, I've known people that have said that. I can work harder and get out of this hole, but working harder doesn't increase your situation. It never will. You know, we talked about all that. So what's the next step? The next step is stop managing the chaos and build systems. Here's the truth. If your shop depends on you to function, you don't have a machine. You are the machine. And that's a dangerous place to be. A real profit engine runs on systems, consistent vehicle inspections, standardized advisor processes, defined pricing models, clear technician workflow, measurable KPIs reviewed weekly, and time with the team. We're open 7 days a week, as most of you know. So I've been trying to figure out how to flip the schedule so that I can spend 1 day a week with all the service advisors. So we finally figured it out. We have it overlapped. So on Wednesdays, we have three service advisors there plus me. That way we can talk about everything that's going on in the business. I've got charts here laying in the floor to take in tomorrow to go over things with them and learn and teach and coach as we go. That's how I do it. You can find a different way. But again, what's my system? This is my system moving forward. If every day feels different, that's not business, that's chaos, and chaos will never scale. I've sat in rooms with multi-shop owners and the difference is pretty clear. They don't guess, they measure, they don't react, they adjust because systems create predictability and predictability creates profit. I'm throwing a lot of extra stuff at you today. One of the things that's going on, Piper right now is flying in from Germany. She's going to work at the shop for about 5 to 6 months until she gets into her master's program in Germany and goes back. But I just finished a 68-page service advisor document so that I can teach that to her and have the guys reinforce it, break it, we'll rewrite it and everything else. But now, instead of floating in my head, it's finally been written, it's finally been created, and we have it to the group. Again, systems create predictability, and predictability creates profit. Let's talk about your leadership and what the ceiling is. Let's get real. Your shop will never outperform your leadership. If you're avoiding hard conversations, if you're tolerating low performance, if you're making decisions based on fear instead of data, you are the bottleneck. Figure that. Not your techs, not your advisors, not your market, you. Everything on you. We've been talking about ownership, extreme ownership, putting your hand in the air and saying, yes, I screwed it up. I'm going to fix it. This is all coming back to you. But you know what? That's all good news because it means you can fix it. The best operators I know their weekly numbers. They hold their team accountable clearly. They invest in training consistently and they make decisions based on long-term growth, not short-term comfort. Okay. Leadership evolution must happen before business growth, always and forever. Okay. So let's talk about what's happening in this industry right now. Technician shortages aren't going away. They're just going to more inferior shops. If you have a great shop, you don't have a technician shortage. Consolidation is accelerating. Costs are rising. I just got a notice today. Our bulk oil is going up. Customers are becoming more educated. And I think that's great. But here's the kicker. The shops that survive and thrive won't be the busiest. They'll be the most efficient. They'll be the most disciplined. They're going to be the most system driven. This industry is shifting from who can fix cars to who can run a better business. And a lot of shop owners aren't ready for that shift, but you can be if you start changing now. All right. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to pull your numbers, know your average repair order, average estimate, gross profit percentage, productivity, labor hours. If your shop management system is not strong enough to get all this for you, it's time to change your shop management system. Stop staying in some of these old legacy brands that are just crap with no reporting. All right. I want you to identify one leak. Where are you losing profit? Pricing, inspections, workflow, chicken shit service advisor. Standardize that one process. Again, pick one, just one. Let's tighten it up. I want you to review it with your team. Start having real conversations around performance. Next, I want you to set a weekly KPI rhythm. If you're not reviewing numbers weekly, you're already behind. I've got technicians' labor hours last week. I've got another chart hanging on the whiteboard in my office. It shows productivity. It shows the lost lettuce and how much labor we didn't recoup. It's like a restaurant. All those fish heads are going in the soup or the lettuce is going in the trash. I also have another list here, just service advisor meeting notes. And honestly, we've got notes on the shop management systems. We've got deposits, tire lists. There's about six things that I want to cover in this meeting. And then we're going to narrow that down and really fine tune it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop calling it a shop and start calling it what it needs to become, a machine. And I want you to feed the machine. Machines are built with intention. They're measured. They're refined. They produce results consistently. And right now, you either have a profit engine or you have a very expensive job. It's your move, people. If this episode challenged your thinking, and it should have, don't let it stop here. Take action. Implement something this week. This is how real change happens. I want to thank you for being part of the industry, and I want to thank you for pushing to be better and for refusing to settle for average. Make sure you subscribe, share this episode with another shop owner who needs to hear it, and leave a review, because the stronger we get individually, the stronger this industry becomes together. I'll see you in the next episode. Go get to work. Have a great day. Rise and grind. All that stuff. I'm pulling for you, but you got to help yourself. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.